Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy makes sure it all comes together. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, 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 go. We only get you for a brief period of time here on the attack. So I want to make sure you're sticking with me as long as possible, because you're getting the kids off to school, the spouse off to work, walking the dog, jogging, going to the gym. Whatever the circumstances are, it really doesn't matter. But you got your device with you. This is the way the world operates now. It's amazing in the decade plus being here at Sports Byline how much radio has changed. But we are changing with it because we need you to be a part of us. And what we mean by that is this. Look, you've got the devices. You got the iPhone. You got the iPoppy. You got the iTablet. You got the, oh my God. You got the everything. You know what it is, the Androids and everything else. You have a watch. Your watch tells time. Your watch tells you the story. Your watch gives you the news. The watch lets you watch stuff. The watch lets you listen to stuff. So if you're watching your watch, well, you know, tune in to us. And the only way you do that, download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk, go to Listen Live. I'm right there for you. Or if you're already at your desk, which is, you know, saying something, that means you're an early bird. You're sitting there, click on the Listen Live button, go to Sports Byline USA, Listen Live, bink, I'm right there. All right? Now, look, most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day, and they're all around the world, all around the country. They don't get the luxury of having as much downtime as you and I. So if you see somebody in a uni, they're on the street, they're online at the old local Dunkin' Donuts, or you know, they're somewhere in the Philippines. Do me a favor, go up to them, thank them, and be on your way, because they're running towards it while we run away from it. Let's tap on the brakes right there. When we come back, more on the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
But Tuck able to push it away. Peary up ice against Benning. He's got Tuck coming with him on the rush. Peary looking. Shot! Score! Brandon Peary, three goals in two games with the Golden Knights. And he
is in. And that is checked. And now Couturier will flip it. Voracek racing for it. Voracek with the empty net. Out on the slash. Doesn't matter. He scores!
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, of course, 1-800-878-PLAY. If, Twitter is more you're thinking. For many of you, it is. Defending National Hockey League champions, Pittsburgh Penguins will look to defend their cup as the NHL is underway. The playoffs are underway. It's a beautiful thing. And as they're going forward, there's some interesting storylines. You know, will Pittsburgh be able to get it done? You know, the initial matchups going to be interesting. You got the Wild with the Jets. You got the Flyers with the Penguins. And you got the LA Kings with, honestly, the best storyline in hockey, and that is the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And I mean, look, I'm not going to pretend to know all and be all in this, but hockey has kind of settled into an afterthought with a lot of sports talk, and it is here too. I'm not going to make it up, not going to lie to you. But it gets off to the three starts. It's overshadowed, of course, by what happened to the Humboldt junior hockey team. Just a horrible situation with all these deaths. Unlike a lot of major sports, there's a connection between the NBA and college basketball. And yes, there is a connection between baseball and the minor leagues. There are tragedies in all sports, but junior hockey in particular, every kid who plays in the National Hockey League comes up through the junior ranks, and they're all affected by it. They know these small towns and how these small towns embrace these junior programs and the communities involved, and it's a very tight-knit situation. Hockey is so unique when it comes to that, when it comes to social interaction between the fans and the towns and the players. Hockey is by far the most charitable sport that there is. I mean, the little leagues provide a lot of lip service. Most of the guys who are involved in hockey are incredibly involved in their communities, and it's tough. It's tough. It's what happened with those kids, and the overshadowing of everything. I mean, there were 15 kids between the ages 16 and 21 that were killed. I mean, that's horrible. And many of them were promising prospects. It's a black arm band situation for hockey. There's no way to get past it. It's going to overshadow the entire Stanley Cup playoffs. But the playoffs will go on. Opening game, Wild and the Jets. Winnipeg is solid. The Minnesota Wild are a darn good hockey team. Everything is best of seven in hockey. They don't mess around. So, again, Winnipeg has home ice. I like Winnipeg in this series. It'll probably move up. It'll be the Jets in six, more than likely, maybe seven. But the Wild aren't going to go away easy. There's no pressure on them. The Minnesota barely squeaked in, and we'll see what happens. But, going forward, it should be interesting. Winnipeg probably will move on. Again, this is such a unique sport in that a hot goalie or one hot particular player can take you a long, long way. We go to Pittsburgh. And Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, not only conference rivals, but traditional rivals for a long, long time. The Penguins are going for their third straight. What they're doing right now, and again, unfortunately, if you're a hockey fan, and I am a hockey fan, but frankly, there's just no call for it on the sports talk for the most part. Frankly, it's a slow day in sports, and I'm giving it a little shade here. But Pittsburgh is doing something that is virtually impossible in the world of sports anymore, and they have a dynasty. They're going for their third straight. They have the best player in the game in Sid the Kid. Again, Philadelphia is going to want to take them down, that traditional rivalry, cross-state rivalry, conference. Back in the day, it was same division, the whole nine. It everything points towards an incredible series, but Pittsburgh is really that good. Matt Murray, one of the least known stars in sports, and this is a guy that technically has two Stanley Cups while is still a rookie under the NHL rules. So it's they're going to have fun with it. Mike Sullivan's a hell of a good coach. Penguins finished second in the Metropolitan Division, 2 points ahead of the Flyers. But with the postseason success and the direction that Pittsburgh has been able to take it, it's going to be really difficult for Philly. Pittsburgh has home ice advantage. They were 39-2 at PPG Paints Arena during the regular season. They most potent power play in the NHL at 26.2%. And then the head-to-head meetings, Pittsburgh swept the four games, 5 goals in each of the games. Sid and Evgeny Malkin, 14 points combined. I just don't see a way out of this for Philadelphia. I mean, it's possible they can beat them. The last time they met in the playoffs was back in 2012. Philly beat them. They played physical. Shocking for Philadelphia. And we'll see. But there's only three Penguins left from that series. the two aforementioned and Chris Letang. Now, we'll see. I was looking at the Philly roster. It's hard to believe Wayne Simmons has been in this long now. But we'll see how it plays out. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough for Philadelphia. I like the Penguins to move on. They're going to be pressed. It's going to be tough to get them out of there. It really is. And then, like I said, the story in hockey, and again, had hockey been more on the national radar, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, who won the division, they were 51-24-7, and they get the Kings at the T-Mobile in Las Vegas. Vegas is sprinkled with veterans, rooks, the whole nine yards. Marc-Andre Fleury, who, you know, Pittsburgh gave up on, other teams gave up on as well. You know, he's got a 2.24 goals against average, probably should win the award this year. And they've got a nice home ice advantage, 29-10-2. So we'll see how it plays out. Wait, let's crank it down right here. When we come back, we'll finish up with a little more hockey before we move on to other things. But it's worth talking about. I'm Bob Black. This is The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774. 57-74.
Penguins emerge now with Phil Kessel. Kessel here 2-on-2 with Evgeny Malkin. Kessel fires. He scores! In overtime, Phil Kessel!
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You are back with the Attack. Black, you. Hockey. Yeah, hockey. I know. But reality is, it's there's some good matchup. There's intriguing matchups. There's a great storyline. We were talking about Vegas to the league. People perceived him as being a malcontent. And it stuck with him. I don't know whether he was or wasn't. You didn't hear boo out of him in Miami this year. He didn't succeed. And they talked about the you know, Aaron Rodgers falling to 24th. I was at the draft that year when he fell to 24th. And Alex Smith was number one. Rodgers handled that better than any human being I've ever seen under that level of scrutiny. He was cool, calm, and collected. He sat in the green room. The cameras were in his grill the whole night. And when he finally got picked, he was surrounded by his family, and he was gracious in his interviews. And he's turned out to be, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the league. Can Josh Rosen do that? I don't know. He's never been arrested. He's never been tossed off campus. He's never been suspended. He just speaks his mind. Which I know is a threat to most people who are involved in the world of athletics because most of them are pretty effing dumb. All you got to do, honestly, all you have to do is literally just go and listen to some of these people that talk and the direction that they go. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I got to say. But when asked who is the best quarterback in the draft, he said, I am. You know. And Rosen, you know, again, I'll give credit. I like that kind of person. I want him to lead my team. He's going to tick off some people in the locker room. No question about it. But he's also going to inspire some people. And I think that's where the aspect of it, when you're a general manager and you have to be able to make that decision, you have to be able to pull the trigger and make a decision on who you're going to want back there for the next 10 years in theory. Whether or not he's going to piss people off or whether or not he's going to inspire people. And that's where the dilemma is for these general managers. I think he's going to inspire people. Like I said, when they asked him who the best quarterback in the draft was, he said, I am. Other guys are flashier. In other words, Josh Allen can throw the ball through a wall, and Baker Mayfield's Baker Mayfield. But he said, I think I'm the most efficient, monotonously consistent quarterback in this draft. Hello? And he makes a good point, and people, and this is, again, because he has a brain and he can express himself, they took it as a swipe at Aaron Rodgers. He said Rodgers has some flair, but if you watch Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, there's nothing that's explosive or Johnny Manziel-like. It's just quarterbacking, and he's 100% right. You look at Tom Brady, I'll just use the three he mentioned. You know, if anything, as a physical specimen, Aaron Rodgers is probably the best player because he's still mobile. You watch Tom Brady. Tom Brady was never mobile. You put people around his feet, he panicked like any other quarterback. But he had a big arm. He's big framed. He could take a hit. Peyton Manning. Did Peyton Manning have the strongest arm in football? Hell no. Could Peyton Manning move? No. Peyton Manning could read a defense like nobody else in the business, and he never panicked. He moved in the pocket and he could make a deep enough ball that made him one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, if not the greatest. Drew Brees is 5'11". He could barely see over the offensive lineman, but he compensated by learning how to throw in alleys and not over linemen. He throws between them, and he's got a huge arm. So, again, I think the kid's 100% right. You could pick apart anybody in the draft, anybody, as we did with the other four quarterbacks. And there's other ones out there, too. You got Mason Rudolph. You got the kid from Richmond. You've got, Falk from Washington State. There's guys out there that are going to be drafted who may end up being better than all these quarterbacks that are going to go in the first round. It may be a second rounder or a third rounder or a fifth rounder that comes out of this draft as the best quarterback in the draft. You just don't know. But I put my money on Josh Rosen being successful. And look, these decisions are, they're for jobs. They cost tens of millions of dollars to make the decision. You got to make sure you get the right one. But I got news for you. If he's going in, and he met with the Jets, he met with the Giants, he's met with at least six or eight teams. And if I go into that room and I'm getting the impression that they want me to shut up, I don't want to play for that team. And look, he admitted it himself. He played as a freshman. He was an 18-year-old kid at a big school, Southern California, hot girls, perfect weather, a D1 FBS contending university. And he said some stupid things. Hello? Hello? So immediately, he became the cocky, jerkish, opinionated rich kid and has too many outside interests for his own good. And he broke it down within the interview. He said, all right, let's talk about being a rich kid. He said, my family isn't stupid wealthy, but I come from a place where if football doesn't work out, I don't have to go to work at McDonald's. So what's he supposed to do? Move into the ghetto to prove that he has a passion for the game? Come on. Somehow you're not hungry if your collar is white instead of blue. That's stupid. His mom and dad, Charles is an orthopedic surgeon. He was on President Obama's short list to be Surgeon General. I don't know if that's true or not. And Liz Wharton is as in the Wharton School of Business. So he comes from a good background. Hello, we all should. Then he addressed the cockiness and the ego. He goes, you gotta be careful. Yeah, okay. If you're talking to reporters, you pull your foot off the pedal. In a game, if the window's closing on your receiver, you need to dial it up and say, F that. I'm going to get the ball in there. Hello? That's what quarterbacks are supposed to do. And they asked him about being a jerk and what the biggest jerkish thing he's ever done. And he had the social media post about Under Armour and in the hot tub. One thing I didn't like that he did, he backtracked on the girl in the hot tub. Fine. His mom drove the hot tub up to the campus to give it to him. Hello? I'm pretty sure they got out of the hot tub and probably she did not go back to her room that night. I'm just guessing. Just guessing about that one. So, I understand why he's walking it back, but I don't know that it's really necessary that they needed to walk it back. What we're going to do now is walk to a break.
Third and six, Trojans at the Ohio State 24-yard line. Sam Darnold gets the snap, looks to throw. Darnold in trouble, and he's going to be knocked down around the 29-yard line of Ohio State.
Ball's
loose. Buckeyes come up with a ball, and linebacker Jerome Baker runs it up to the 40 of Ohio State, as it looked like it was Ohio State's Tyquan Lewis who slammed it at Darnold to force the ball loose to Jerome Baker, and the Buckeyes get their third turnover of the game.
A tag, outlet pass, Crosby might have a chance. Had to wait for it, though. Crosby toward the net against Kincaid, fires off the post, back across, score!
Sick.
Out of the air, Sidney Crosby gets the last laugh. Pittsburgh winners in overtime.
Old Knights.
St. Theodore, second chance to win the game for Vegas. Here he comes to the net. Backhand score!
Out to the point, McDonald flipping one. It goes wide of everything. Wheel just off the bench. Jordan Wheel, as he is wont to do, zigging and zagging. Waiting for the defenseman to come from off the bench. There's Probrov. He scores! May have changed direction in front, but Probrov loaded up and blasted away.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store for O'Reilly Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for only $6.99 a gallon. Protect your engine from overheating with O'Reilly Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant, now $6.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back. Russ Bradford joining us as well, and had to catch you there, and you can tell you've done this before. You stopped on a dime and let me get to my business.
It's not the first time, but I will say, Bob Black, this is my first interview for the book, All the Dreams We've Dreamed. So you're ahead of the curve in many ways.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you reaching out to me. You know, I'll say this right now before we go any further. As you write more on anything you want to discuss, please reach out again. You're welcome back, and these kind of discussions need to be had. It's I think, is emblematic of a lot of what goes on in society and what we're dealing with today. And everybody looks to point fingers. And I asked you a tough question before we went to the break, in that for these kids who are coming out who are not prepared, where does the fault lie? Because I don't blame the kid. And you gave a very complex answer to a very complex question, and I appreciate that. So I'll let you finish your thought.
Well, I do think it's complicated, and you can blame the kids a little bit, but I think it's education, jobs, parenting, the schools, a crumbling school system. It's segregated schools. I mean, I know that the 1954 Supreme Court decision happened a long time ago, but in general, the Marshall is a segregated school. I think it's 99%. African American, and so I don't think segregated schools are the answer to anything. But again, I came to just only understand Sean Harrington's story, and it's really a remarkable story of courage and endurance, but also just sort of in the midst of this pretty bleak story of him getting shot. Another player has been paralyzed. Six other players have been murdered, all from a 2 or 3 year period of his teams at Marshall. In the midst of this is this incredible, whatever your thoughts are on gun violence or inner city crime or education, Sean Harrington is I think everyone agrees, Sean Harrington is a remarkable person, and just an astonishing amount of courage and that kind of parental love to dive on top of his daughter and then go on with his life. The daughter's now a sophomore in college and doing well, and but that's what the book sort of focuses on, is the aftermath of the shooting and what happened at Marshall High School after the shooting.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. You said his daughter's in college, and that's wonderful. What has happened to Sean Harrington? You talked about his lack of a job and no health care and everything along those lines, and obviously the paralysis.
It's part of why telling the story is so important, is that he was being ignored by the Chicago Public Schools. Now, the Marshall High School people are nice, but they can't. He needed his job redefined because there's no. It's not handicapped accessible at Marshall High School. It's a 100-year-old building.
Right.
And so what I was trying to do initially before I started writing the book was just get him publicity, tell the story. And finally, when the New York Times did a piece on Sean, I don't know if you know Joe Nocera, the great writer. He's not with the New York Times anymore, but he writes about sports and race and gun violence. And that. So I thought, well, let me go find So we went after Joe Nocera, and he did a great story. And I think what happened then is the New Yorkers read the story. Chicago, I think, is a little bit numb to the violence. But when the New York Times story hit, suddenly it got people's attention. The next thing you knew, HBO was featuring Sean Harrington.
Right.
And then I was finally able to get through. I knew that Arne Duncan could help because he was the U.S. Secretary of Education, but he'd also been the CEO of Chicago Public Schools. And then finally, after 3 or 4 years, Arne Duncan got involved, and they've redefined Sean Harrington's job. He's now a restorative justice counselor at Marshall. He doesn't have to go up and down the stairs like he used to for his old job. He has an office, and what he does is he works with kids who have been affected by the gun violence. And sadly, at Marshall High School, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. I'm glad it happened for him. It also seems minimal. I mean, here's a guy to me that. And I mean, maybe he doesn't want to do it or whatever the circumstances are. But we talk in this world of sports and billions of dollars and millions of dollars and tens of millions of dollars of everything else, that you would imagine that somebody with resource would get out there and get this guy out on a regular basis, going literally from town to town, city to city, gym to gym, whatever the circumstances are, and tell this story. And I think it brings us back to what we were talking about before. Where does responsibility lie? Well, here's somebody that could literally roll onto a gym court and tell you why you need to be responsible. And yet nobody seems to be willing to put up the finance or create the job, create the situation for him to be able to do this and tell his story. And I find that amazingly frustrating.
Well, I think that was part of what the New York Times piece did for Sean Harrington, is that it was sort of deaf ears. And I think people are, I even had people tell me, well, no, this is a good story. He lived. See, all these other people died. And as you know, Bob, there's thousands of these young men out there that have been, if they weren't killed, they were traumatized by gun violence. And so that's,
sure.
Yeah, he's a, and it's finally starting to come along, 4 years. The world can move pretty slowly sometimes. And here, I remember this, I don't want to argue politics with any of your listeners, but I remember when in the midst of the Iraq war, where it seemed nothing was going to happen. And then, do you remember that there was that kid named Casey Sheehan who got killed? And then the mother went and camped outside, President Bush's place in Texas. And suddenly that got a lot of attention. Now, why did that one get more attention than the others? I don't know. But it took a long – and I think now we're at a moment in America where people are talking about gun violence. And I'm still working out my own feelings about the issue, but it's front and center now. And so I think part of it is just the timing of things. And I think what happened to Sean, frankly, I don't think he ever – this is something I've hammered him on, is that Jackie Robinson didn't wake up one day and say, I think I'll be the first African-American in modern Major League Baseball to desegregate. I think we're thrust into these places in history by accident, mostly. And so whether you're Muhammad Ali and there's the Vietnam mm-hmm. War, or Jackie Robinson or Billie Jean King, or you're thrust, some people are thrust into these roles. And so what I tell Sean, and I think he's bought into it, is, look, you've already saved your daughter's life. You saved one kid's life. Let's go save one other kid. And I think you're right. It is a drop in the ocean. But, we can only do it one kid at a time. And I think that's what Sean has dedicated himself to now, is maybe he can't solve the gun violence problem. He's just going to help one kid and then help another kid and then help another kid. And that's all any of us can do, I think.
Well, I agree with you. One step creates a million steps. But my point is, when you have a story, and you talked about why does this one stick where all the others don't. You talk about all the shootings and all the violence in schools and everything. Look at what happened with Florida. And all of a sudden that sticks. Well, you look at a guy like Sean, and my point is you have the platform. And I'm not saying this is on Sean. I'm talking about people who supposedly care and have the resources to do things. Damn it. Bolster that platform, put it in concrete, and make sure that this message doesn't fade. It's just too important because, as you said, he saved his daughter's life. If he saves another life and then another life and then another life by being out there and being able to communicate, being able to talk, well how important is that? Maybe that life he saves is the one that cures cancer. Maybe that's the one that flies to Mars. Maybe that's the one that solves world peace. I mean, I'm being Pollyannish to a certain point, but that's the reality of life. You never know what impact one individual is going to have on the world because we all have impact.
That's right, and I think what's happened with Sean is this: he's caught. He's in some ways, and I hope what the book has done is caught this moment. And I think what's easier for everyone to do, and I'm one of these people too, is what's easier for all of us to do is to turn off the news or don't pay attention to the Chicago's West Side or ignore this or ignore that and live our little lives and not be affected by any of it. It's easier for all of us to do that, even and sadly even for Chicagoans. Is most of Chicago again is perfectly safe. There's I walk home late at night in Chicago, never feel threatened. But it's easy to sort of tune out the problems. But somebody has to sort of go dig in. If things mm-hmm. are going to change, somebody's going to have to go dig in. And that's why I have such great admiration for what he did years ago. He came back to Chicago. And
right.
Bob, part of the story is in 2003, there was a break-in in his neighborhood, and his own mother was murdered. And so I think that's part of what this is in 2003. So 11 years before he was shot, his own mother was killed. And he's an only child, and I think part of it, he has no relationship with his father, so I think part of what he was up to was Marshall felt like home to him. And
sure.
It's one thing to say, why don't you just move to Tucson or that kind of thing, but when mom's gone, everybody's gone except the one thing that meant everything to him as a kid was Marshall High School basketball. And so he never applied for other coaching jobs. He never never interviewed anywhere else. He never thought about leaving Marshall. It was completely dedicated to his school and his neighborhood. And that's what, I'm a little bit cautious of, just because I wrote a book, seeming like I have any kind of answers. I think there's people who have who've been wrestling with this gun violence and inner city problems for years and years. And what I think as a writer, I just wanted to walk readers into it and say, look at this Sean Harrington guy. Isn't this an amazing story?
Yeah, Russ Bradford, Brad Bird, joining us here on The Attack. It's not, I was practicing your name. It's not easy, you know.
But the book is called All the Dreams We've Dreamed. And the title comes from, believe it or not, my wife is a poet. She came up with the title. It's a Langston Hughes poem about America. And in some ways, I think what the title even does is it captures this incredible passion for America and a passion for, passion for righteousness and social justice. And again, it's become complicated for me because, it's popular to bash the police in Chicago. And yes, there's plenty of police problems in Chicago, but you've got teenagers with pistols and cops trying to, and we want the cops to exercise perfect control at every second. And yes, I get that. And I would lean to the left in just about every issue, but I've gotten where the more cops I talk to, the more I realized how difficult this entire situation is for everybody. And there is no easy fix for it.
No, there isn't. And as the son of a cop, which I am, I lean to the right on a lot of things, but, I'll tell you something. If anybody wants to question what the police have to deal with on a day in, day out basis, and there's bad cops the same as there are good cops. Nobody's going to not acknowledge that. Take a walk down Hogan's Alley sometime. And I don't know if you're familiar with Hogan's Alley.
Where's that, Bob?
Well, Hogan's Alley is what they call the decision-making process when they hand the cop a gun for the first time and they're trying to train them on decisions where the pop-up bad guys and good guys pop up in the windows and the doorways.
Yes.
And you have to make that decision as to whether to shoot or not shoot. It's an amazing experience that my dad had the ability to let me go through. I think my count was 5 and 5.
Well,
and it's funny, but it's not funny because.
Well, that's right. And I think that's one of the things that Sean is up to now, that Sean Harrington is up to now is, and the book talks about this, is that he's got this idea, we've got to get to these kids earlier. And so he's doing these youth basketball things, not with teenagers. I'm all for the midnight basketball, let's work with it. But I think his idea is we've got to get these kids started at a younger age. And so his youth team, they're sixth graders and seventh graders, and it's a chance to, get to these guys at an earlier age and say, one of the kids who I interviewed for the book that became paralyzed, there's a kid named Martin Satterfield who's in a wheelchair like Sean is. And he was a good high school player, a starter on a very good team and that kind of thing. But he told me that he was making between $100 and $500 a day by running a packet of drugs out to a car.
Right.
And now how are we going to tell a kid from a poor family, forget that $300 you're making a day and you really need to enroll. And so, I mean, it's a funny situation and a complicated situation. But I also think this is true. I'm no Buddhist, Bob, but there's a Buddhist expression that says, if you understand one thing, you can understand the world. And I think in this case, what I'm hoping to do in the book is that by looking at Sean's story and this little microcosm of Chicago and even in the glamorous world of Chicago basketball, just by understanding one person's life and what happened to him, they would give us a greater sort of empathy for the world.
I think it's a pretty good place to end. We're starting to get up against it. Please give me your social media, date of the book release, and any other information you deem relevant.
Well, the book is All the Dreams We've Dreamed, a story of hoops and handguns on Chicago's West Side. And I don't know, it's the Chicago Review Press. I wanted to go with a press that was from Chicago. So if you Google Chicago Review Press or All the Dreams We've Dreamed, my name is RUS, which is one S.
Right.
We were very poor when I was a kid, Bob. We could only afford one S in my name. So it's Russ Bradford. It's B-R-A-D-B-U-R-D. And so just by Googling, I think, any of that, or go into your bookstore and say, I want that book that looks at Marshall High School 25 years after Hoop Dreams. And Sean Harrington's, you can read a lot about Sean. There's a lot of stuff written about him online, but it's S-H-A-W-N. It's not the Irish way,
Right.
I lived in Ireland for a couple of years. I know at least know how to spell Sean the Irish way, but this is S-H-A-W-N, Sean Harrington.
Well, Russ, I appreciate the couple minutes. Like I said, you're welcome back anytime. I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Bob, I did, but it's. I don't know if I'll write another book like this one ever. Kept me up at night, and I woke up worrying about Sean Harrington. But yeah, he's a remarkable guy, and his story deserves to be told.
Well, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Anytime. Russ Bradford. It's a story that needs to be told. Not easy stuff to talk about, not easy stuff to deal with, and again, it's go check it out. HBO did something on Real Sports. Times wrote an article. There's a lot of stuff there. Let's tap out right here. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Black. You're not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the attack. We're talking Josh Rosen. I'm going to be real curious to see where this kid lands. I got this sneaking feeling it's going to be with the Jets. I really do. There's going to be pressure to scream for Baker, but I have a feeling it's going to be Josh. And I think Josh is going to be just fine. We'll see. We'll see. Marcus Tuiasosopo said there was a two-minute Josh period in every meeting. And just basically so they could shoot the bleep about what was going on in the world. Everybody tries to pigeonhole. So, again, as we get through this segment, just relax with this kid. He's going to be fine. He's smart. He's going to know the playbook. And you're probably going to be able to start him faster than any other quarterback that's going to come out of this draft. So we'll see. Anyway, that's it. We will be back shortly with more fun and frivolity after the news at the top of the hour.